views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Hello, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm humbled to be here offering my deepest prayers and love to everyone in Connecticut and all the loved ones touched by this tragedy. You know, Teaching from the Heart is all about supporting parents, educators, and kids in the communities, and it's never been so important as it is today to really take this message to the world. So thank you, each and every one of you, for being who you are every day, for the love and the comfort that you bring to others, to our kids, to our neighbors, to the community. My guests and I will continue to support the community by offering our love and providing you with information and guidance and just loving support so that you could guide your kids, guide your families and the communities through all times of difficulty and really create peace and love in our classrooms, in our communities, in the world. That is the intention of the show, my intention, the intentions of all my wonderful guests that I bring on the show. And I do want to start out today by saying that I've been guided to share something very important with you all as part of the Transformation Talk Radio listeners and the WBLQ listeners. This message is calling for each and every one of us to do something very simple yet very powerful to change our world. So I'm going to take this first segment of time to read it to you now. And it's a time for prayer from Earthkeeper, and it comes from Earthkeeper, so it's www.earth-keeper.com if you want to check the website out. So please join us in a global prayer vigil to offer love, healing, and support to families, friends, and loved ones of the massacre victims in Connecticut. In addition to the prayers and support to Connecticut, we also include the victims of the tragedy last week in Oregon. We also include those in the slayings in Arizona, the temple in Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, Columbine, and so many others, including the world, the war victims in Afghanistan, the Middle East, North Africa, Israel, and the entire planet. Humanity must stop killing one another. It's time to create peace. And together we can start the process. Earth will remain in duality, but the ascension and the expansion into 12 dimensions, we now have a greater ability and responsibility to create the new world. It is a time for all souls to join together and use the enhanced energy of ascension to create peace, harmony, and love. This is our role. So what's next? Co-creation as spiritual warriors of peace. Many people have asked, the 2012 ascension is here, so what's next? The answer is to create the new world, to become a vigilant creator, to rise into theta vibration and focus in unity on love, peace, and harmony. Thought unified in crystalline theta vibration absolutely can change the world, and that is the role of all on the path. This is the next step. And theta vibration is just a meditative state where you go and silence your mind, for those that may be wondering. Thought unified in crystalline theta vibration can absolutely change the world, and that is the role. And so this, we can all meditate. We call all to meditate, all who have radio programs, all who are in spiritual work, to organize meditations and combine them. It is said that 7,000 people are enough in theta state to affect the energy of the planet to change the course of the world. And I want to repeat that again because it's so powerful. It is said that 7,000 people, only 7,000 people on the planet, that that's enough in theta state to affect the energy of the planet to change the course. And I know here on WBLQ and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, we have way more than 7,000 people that are just loving souls. And so we can do this together to become the spiritual warriors of peace, love, and harmony by energized collaboration. The solar winds are the mechanism of the new earth. Billions upon billions of tons of charged plasma have bathed the earth since 1987 with the harmonic convergence. And this will increase in solar maximum through 2013. The plasma creates an ionic ratio shift that absolutely aids in the opening the pineal, the gateway to creation. The crystalline expansion into 12 dimensions allows greater crystalline energy that also assists in theta field access via the pineal. The tools are here, and we are called now to create the shift, and there are enough of us to do so. The earth has graduated, and it is time for the spiritual seekers to take a stand and create the ascension of humanity. This is what's needed. This is what's next. So join us for a global meditation every night now, from now until December 21st. Spiritual warriors unite in focal love, harmony, and peace. Proactively create the new earth. And this is a quote: you will never end war by hating war. You will only end war by loving peace. Love is infinitely more powerful, but you must focus on love, peace, and harmony to create them. We invite all beings to meditate together from where you are on the planet, from today through the 21st of December. Our focus: harmony, peace, love, and highest good. So daily for 15 minutes, we warmly invite all to please take part from where you are. It's not online, not on the internet. It's etheric. Join us. We can change the world. Mind is the creator. We welcome you to take part. All it takes is your time twice per day. So join from any place on the planet, wherever you are, and focus with us for 15 minutes at 12 noon, your time, and again, 6 p.m. your local time. The energies will unite. Thought combined is amazing, and it can create a new world. We are co-creators, and the ascension of the earth amplifies our abilities. Simply form unity and tone Om, Om, the project love, and receive the codes and be united. So the exercise for energy connection, combining our focal energies and creation of peace, love, and harmony. You're going to find a place to sit comfortably, tone Om for 3 to 4 minutes, breathe very deeply, rhythmically, until you reach the meditative theta state, and you should know where you are when you're there. Visualize the pineal opening, and visualize diamond energy light coming in through the crown, through the 12th chakra, the crown. Send it down through the spine, through each chakra, and to the core of the earth. Then bring it back up, recharging each chakra. Visualize being in the center plane of the octahedron, and the like earth keepers, light workers, and spiritual souls are doing the same thing. And so, you know, I do want to say, if you are new to meditation, please don't feel that you can't participate. So just close your eyes, breathe deeply, and send love from your heart to the world, and ask the beings of light to guide you. You cannot do this wrong. Create individually and unison the frequency of the new planet towards the highest good, towards love, peace, and harmony. We're powerful spiritual beings, points of light in the bursting infinity of unconditional love. We're the creators of new earth. Believe in this. Group meditation can change the world. And I do want to read a quote of the benefits of mind projection from Dr. David Edwards, professor at the University of Texas at Austin. From my perspective of almost 40 years of study of foreign policy, arms control, and theories of social change, I can say that the studies of the effect of group focal meditation towards peace and harmony is extremely significant research, and the results from the RAND think tank are quite incredible. I have participated in urging members of Congress and other government leaders to try it. The cost of implementing a permanent coherence-creating group in the world is less than a single B-2 bomber. And that's David Edwards. And we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to just finish this piece right here for about like 3 more minutes. And then we're going to talk to our amazing guest, Mr. Michael Eisen, who is empowering our youth. So please do not go anywhere. Join us in this creation of peace, and we will be right back.
Has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and before we left for a break, I was calling all to join us in a global prayer meditation group at 6 p.m. your time, 12 noon, if you can. And I was talking about the findings of what group meditation and visualization can do. So I'm just going to continue with that and what I'm reading that comes from Earthkeeper. So it's www.earth-keeper.com. The remarkable findings show that large groups of peace-creating meditation experts decrease international conflicts, including deaths and injuries due to terrorism. The study reports that group practice of group meditation by 7,000 people decreased terrorism and international conflicts worldwide. On three different occasions during 1995, groups of approximately 7,000 meditators were formed for focal unified meditations from groups all over the world. The groups were asked to meditate and focus on love, harmony, and peace, and to bathe the world in love. And the results were astounding. The effects were studied using terrorism data collected completely independently by the RAND Corporation, the prestigious and renowned California think tank. 5 days after the group meditation, data showed that violence and criminal activities in the world calmed down. Results were scientifically compiled in a tedious 9-month review. The study also found that warfare due to national and international conflicts decreased by approximately 30%. Okay, and this was only with 7,000 people focusing on love and peace and harmony through meditation at the same time. Assessment of the effects of on warfare came from reports appearing in the New York Times and the London Times. It only takes a few to change the world. The formula from the Maharishi University predicts that the square root of 1% of the world population meditating together is all that would need, that the world would need to create this worldwide effect. That number was approximately 7,000 at the time of the study of focus on world peace. And this was stated by Dr. David Orm Johnson of Maharishi University of Management. We found that the effect could not be explained by any trends or cycles in the data or by the time of year or other factors. Nothing else was happening that could have explained the sudden drop in armed conflicts throughout the world at this time, said the study's co-author, Dr. Michael Dilbeck, also of Maharishi University of Management. Unified higher mind can change reality. We can change reality. We can do it together. This is what we're being called to do. According to the researchers, unified deep meditation programs take the mind to its innermost state of silence, which is the unified field of natural law, the source of order in the universe. Mind can change reality, especially when groups meditate together toward a common positive goal. Society experiences this level of awareness, then the coherence of the unified field is spread throughout the world, softening ancient ethnic, political, and economic stresses that are at the basis of war. And this is a quote, 50 studies have shown that the influence of group meditation on the larger society can replace crime, hostility, and fighting with mutual respect and cooperation, that was said by Dr. Orm Johnson. Okay, so you could go to earth-keeper.com to learn more. If you'd like to contact me so that I could forward you the information I just read to you and the guidelines on meditation, just email me, julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. Put meditation in the subject line, and I will be honored to join you in this service project for humanity. If you have any questions about meditation or anything that I can help and support you with, please send me a message. I really would love everyone to join us in doing this and creating world peace. And also, please don't feel that you cannot make a change, that you don't know how to do it because you never meditated, you don't know how. There really is nothing to know. Your higher self exists and knows and will guide you. The most important thing you need to know is that you love humanity and that you want to create peace in our world. And just by going into a silent place and projecting love from your heart into the world is enough collectively to change our world. You are the one you've been waiting for. And please, even if you're not able to do it at the 12 noon and 6 p.m. times locally, do it anytime you can, because let's say you do it at 7 p.m. your time, you're going to be joining others in their time zone that are meditating. So thank you for listening to this. Thank you for being here. And I'm so honored to have my special guest here today, because his message is so important, clearly, now more than ever. We have to support our youth. We must teach them how to become empowered and love themselves and live happy, balanced lives. And I'm honored that he's with us today. I honor him for his service to our young people. My guest is Michael Eisen, an inspirational speaker and author and the founder of Youth Wellness Network, an organization dedicated to inspiring, empowering youth across the globe to live happier and more positive lives. YWN specializes in creating and implementing wellness programs in our schools and organizations while providing additional programs and training online. www.ywnambassadors.com. You could go there to learn more. After positively transforming his own life at the age of 19, Michael is now on a lifelong crusade to share with other young people the principles, strategies, and practices that gave him the strength to start living a more joyful and healthier life. He contributes a fresh, young, authentic voice to the field of wellness and is rapidly becoming a youth wellness expert. Michael's first book, Empowered Youth, A Father and Son's Journey to Conscious Living, co-authored with his father, Jeffrey Eisen, and published by Hay House, is now available for purchase online everywhere books are sold. To learn more about Michael and the Youth Wellness Network, join him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, and visit www.youthwellnessnetwork.ca. Michael, thank you so much for being here with us on the show today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Julie. Pleasure to be here.
And, you know, your message has never been more important than it is right now. Clearly, we need to wake up and recognize the importance of supporting our kids, more than just academically supporting them. So we have 3 minutes before the break. So can you tell us what led you to working with youth? Why do you do what you do, Michael?
I do what I do because it's all based on my own personal experience. I had a lifetime full of challenges, at least what felt like a lifetime full of challenges in the first 18 years of my life, issues with never really feeling like I belonged. I grew up in a family that was very controlling. I was what you called the spirited child. So I never really meshed well with my parents. At school, I was bullied and picked on and isolated. I remember the theme of my childhood was that, you know, nobody understands me. And unfortunately, I grew up in a small town, and that stayed with me throughout high school, issues with lack of self-esteem and confidence and depression and eventually sickness in my stomach, and got to a point where I had a breakdown when I was 19 years old and in my second year of university. And the reason the work that I do today is because I was luckily able to turn things around at the age of 19, but that came from an unlikely source, which was my father. And he went through a massive change in his life at the age of 50, really almost like synchronistically about a year prior to when I hit my breakdown point. And I started to see the changes in his life and see him show up differently for me as a father, and it inspired me. And I said, well, if he can do it at 50, I got to be able to do it at 19. So we put aside our personal differences, because really when I was a child, it felt like we were worst enemies. And we got a unique opportunity to have a do-over in our relationship, and I got a do-over in my life. And I started to learn all these strategies and principles and tools and philosophies about life that really turned things around for me. And that is what I set out to share and teach youth, because if I did not have my dad show up for me, then I would not be here today.
And, you know, it's so beautiful because you say, you know, at this age of 19 and you were so lost and you didn't have self-worth. And, you know, there's so many, clearly there's so many kids walking around on this planet feeling that way. And we need to change it. And you were blessed with your father going through what he went through to teach you this. But not all of our kids have that. So you are representing that to our kids. And when we come back from break, I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about what you do, how you do it, what you think kids need to know and parents in the community need to know so that we can support kids that may be on this journey that you were on, and how they can really turn it around and know that they are valuable and know that they can create a great life and change things in this world. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with author Michael Eisen. And I really, really, really want you to stay here because this is just so, so important. We will be right back.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
And we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. My very, very, very special guest today is author Michael Eisen, who's talking about the importance of empowering our youth. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Michael. So, Michael, can you please give our listeners your information?
Absolutely. Best way to find out more about the work that I do and get in touch is through my website at www.youthwellnessnetwork.ca. You can email me directly at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at youthwellnessnetwork.ca. You can keep in touch on Facebook if you just search Youth Wellness Network on Facebook, or it's facebook.com/youthwellnessnetwork. And you can also follow me on Twitter, Twitter handle at youthwellnet.
Great, great. And I encourage any of you listening here to that may be seeing kids out there that need empowerment in their life. They need more self-esteem and confidence in their life to really go check out Michael's work, contact him. You know, don't sit there and think, well, should I, shouldn't I? You know, go for it. Go check out what he is all about. You will not be disappointed. So, Michael, you are the author of a book with your dad called Empowered Youth. So let's talk about your book and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Sure. So the first thing I want to mention about the book is that the title is Empowered Youth, but the Y-O-U in youth is capitalized. And the reason that is because both my father and I believe that if we're going to come together and empower youth, if we're going to empower the next generation, quite frankly, if we're going to empower anybody else in our own lives, that we need to discover and live the empowered you first. And that's really how it went down in our story, was that my dad realized that he needed to change some things in his life at the age of 50. And not because I was going through some issues, he decided to change. He decided to do the changes on his own. And because he started to live a more empowered version of himself, he was able to show up in a much more authentic way for me. And instead of controlling me and telling me what to do and creating a path in which he had done for the majority of my childhood, he really held the space for me to be able to discover who I was and to step into the most empowered version of myself. So what we look to accomplish with this book, I think it's a really unique book that's written from two perspectives, the father and the son. It's also the parent and the child. And I believe it's relevant for anybody who is a parent or a child, which is, quite frankly, the majority of us on this planet are either a child of parents or parents who have children. And really what we hope to accomplish with this book is to bridge the gap that exists amongst parents and kids and adults and youth in our society, and really create a blueprint for healing any family unit issues and old wounds and old belief systems that exist, and allow us to come together and form more conscious, supportive, understanding relationships based on mutual respect and empowerment instead of control.
It's beautiful. I love it. I love it. And, you know, clearly it's so important. And I think that people are really now, you know, unfortunately through this tragedy, but people are really understanding now that we need to pay attention to each other and support each other and help each other. But it does start within ourselves. And, you know, like I was saying, when we focus on creating peace for ourselves, it holds the space for others to do that. And your dad was the one that did that for himself, and it allowed you to make the changes in your life. So, you know, what would you say to parents out there that may have a kid that maybe is being defiant, or maybe that child is so down on him or herself and they have absolutely no belief or self-confidence, and the parent may say, you know, I've tried everything, I've called the school, I've tried punishment, I've tried rewards, nothing is working. What would you say to them about, you know, working on themselves and how they can make the changes to hold that space?
Well, the days of do as I say, not as I do are completely over. So the days of parents trying to change their kids in ways that they want to see change be made without actually living that change themselves, without actually being a clear example for their children, it's just not going to work. Kids see through it. You know, our actions are emulated way more than our words. So for parents who are having trouble getting through to their kids, stop talking and do it. And just live it. You know, like one of the greatest things someone once told me is that you want to see changes in somebody else, write down a list of all the things that you want to see in your kids that they, that they aren't doing, and start doing them yourselves, and start being the person that you want your kids to be. And those actions will just seep through to them, and they will pay attention a lot more when they see it. And it takes time. Don't expect big changes to happen overnight. But the more that you make these changes in your life, and the more that you're committed to living a better life yourself, number one, I mean, the obvious is that you're going to be happier and you're going to be more fulfilled in your life. But number two is that it's going to start to actually trickle itself down to your children. Now, I'm not saying completely disconnect yourself from parents and just work on yourself and let your kids run wild. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you need to have the foundation of the work on yourself in order for you to show up more authentically for your kid. And then one of the ways that you can actually start communicating with your kid in a more authentic way, I find, especially for the defiant children, is that you have to realize that kids are seeking out freedom and independence. And a lot of the time they don't even recognize it. They don't even realize that, you know, their top values are freedom and independence. But as parents, it's like, how can you give children freedom and independence, right? The belief system is that the parents know better. The parents are the experts. The parents have been around, you know, many more years. You know, they know better. But the reality is that a lot of the time kids are coming into these lives and they know more. and they're actually more in that pure natural state without any circumstantial experiences that have in any way, shape, or form jaded them or have picked up belief systems that are limiting. So we need to treat our kids like the experts instead of teaching and instead of being ourselves as the experts. We need to acknowledge and recognize that our kids are here to teach us something so much more profound. And you can be a guide for your children. You can be a role model for your children. You can support your children. But you don't have to make your children yours. You know, understanding that your children come through you. They are not you. And so stop trying to make your children who you are or who you don't want to be, or trying to pass along your fears in hopes that they don't have to experience the same difficulties and drama that you experienced. The reality is that we all need to experience it. That's part of the human experience. And so give your children the space to experience and feel what they're supposed to, and always provide support, always provide love, always provide understanding. Guide from your own experience instead of telling your kids what to do.
Oh, yeah. I so agree with that. And, you know, as a former teacher, I saw so much. The kids had so much to say, and I learned from them. And I would look at that and say, wow, I'm a teacher, but they're teaching me. Mm-hmm. My job should really be called a guider, you know? And, you know, so much love goes out to our teachers. I mean, look at what our teachers do for our kids. And, you know, the kids really, they can feel and they know when adults are there to guide them. And, you know, simply listening and saying, you know, I respect what you have to say. You know, what is it that you want to express? How can I help and support you? The kids are going to show up in some way, that whether they're going to tell you that they need help from you, or they want you to make certain changes in your life or your classroom to really help them. It's rather the old way of sit down, be quiet, and listen to what I say is no longer working. And I believe a lot of our defiant kids that won't sit down and be quiet, won't do their homework, are trying to send a bigger message. So I believe really wholeheartedly that it's time for us to look at our kids and see what is this message that they're telling us. And, you know, I really want to talk about youth distress and, you know, and bullying and all of these things, and how your book offers solutions to these problems that so many parents are rightfully so fearing today. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation on how we can support our kids, empower our youth, and support everyone as parents, teachers, and community members looking to create more peace and happiness in the world. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello. Hello, everyone. We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And if you're just tuning in at the beginning of the show, I was passing a message for a call to join together in meditation and how meditation can change the world when we all do it together. And if you missed that or if you want more information on that, please, please, please email me, julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. I will forward you the information on how we can join in meditation prayer together to change the world and move forward with peace, love, and harmony. And I really appreciate everyone for joining us on this mission. And I appreciate you, the listeners, for being here and being who you are. And my very special guest today, author Michael Eisen, he is somebody that is so incredible because he has taken on the mission of empowering our youth. And Michael, you know, with so much going on, with what these kids are going through today with bullying, the stress, academic issues, you know, the drugs, everything. Let's talk about what it's like for them and how your book and how your work offers solutions.
Absolutely, absolutely. So first and foremost, everything that I'm about to talk about is detailed in the book with a lot more detail, with practical solutions and tools and strategies, along with my story of having gone through really the majority of what young people are experiencing today. And I want to address the issue of, you know, we talk about what we think we identify are the major issues that are happening in youth, you know, be it bullying, be it stress levels at an all-time high, be it drug and alcohol use and abuse being higher than ever before, people trying to numb themselves from the pain and the experiences that they are having. And I'm a huge believer that bullying, stress, alcohol and drug abuse, whatever it is, I believe these are all symptoms. And I believe that as a society, unfortunately, we tend to be a reactive society instead of a proactive society. And so we're waiting for these issues to show up for us to actually say, okay, wow, this is a problem. We need to do something about it. But the challenge is that now when it comes time to going and creating a solution, we're using the same thinking that created this solution, this problem that in the first place. And we're not going to be able to solve it. Einstein said you can't solve a problem the same thinking that created it in the first place. Bullying, stress, that's not the issue. The issue is, I believe, rooted in the fact that our kids, our youth, our teenagers do not love themselves enough, do not appreciate themselves enough, do not respect themselves enough. And this is a fundamental flaw that exists in the way that we are raising our children. I believe that every single child is born on this planet with the natural ability to love, respect, and value themselves. And if you don't believe me, go spend some time with a two-year-old. They will show you that that worrying about what other people think is just not in their sphere. I have a 2.5-year-old niece named Willow who has no problem going and giving her a kiss and giving herself a kiss in the mirror, telling herself she loves herself, and she doesn't speak or act in a way that she's worried about what other people think. From the moment that she hears the word no, from the moment that she hears the words, you have to do it this way, you're wrong, we start to actually question our natural ability to love, respect, and value ourselves. And we strip away the essence of what is the most important to us, which is that self-worth and that self-esteem and that self-love. And this just continues to perpetuate itself as we grow older and we get to our preteens and teenage years and we're carving out our unique identity and we're trying to strive to gain back that power that we gave away to other people and gain back that confidence. But we're trying to get it from the very people that took it away from us. And this is just a never-ending cycle. It's an always striving, never arriving mentality. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to the foundation. We need to be teaching kids at a younger age that, number one, they already have this ability, so we need to reinforce that ability to love themselves. Why not get a child to wake up every single morning and either say out loud or write down three things that they like about themselves? And three new things. I mean, this is a challenge that I get teenagers to do every time that they come to me one-on-one or when I work in groups. Three new things each day that they like about themselves. And try that for 7 days. So that's going to be 21 new things that they like about themselves written down on that book. You would be absolutely shocked to know how profound the effect that this is, because they're just not used to spending time and focusing on things that they like about themselves. I mean, it breaks my heart when I work with these middle school and high school kids and they can't even come up with more than one thing that they like about themselves. To me, this is the root cause of the major issues that we are seeing, and it even traces the root of why teenagers feel the need to take their own lives. It is rooted in the fact that they do not love themselves enough, and this has to stop now. Any time that we start continuing to put more energy onto fighting bullying with anti-bullying and fighting stress by giving Band-Aid solutions, we're not solving anything. We're just continually perpetuating the problem.
Oh, I couldn't have said that better myself. I wholeheartedly agree. These kids are looking for something, and unfortunately, because they're not getting it, they're looking outside of themselves, whether it's these silly, ridiculous reality TV show icons. They're thinking they have to act, dress, behave in a certain way, taking drugs to numb themselves, hurting other kids to feel better. That's, you know, because they don't feel good about themselves. And the answer is simple. I just love how you said that your 2-year-old niece loves herself. And that's true. That's the true essence of who we are until it's programmed out of our world, out of our
exactly.
mind.
Exactly. And so the reality is this, we have two choices. One, as adults and parents and people in our society that have young children in their lives, encourage them to continue to build that. Be very careful of the words that you are using to them. Don't say no. Don't say you're wrong. Don't say you have to do it this way. Express your own opinions and own your own opinions, and don't put those opinions or belief systems on somebody else to own themselves. Let them formulate their own belief systems and their own choices and their own thoughts and their own ideals. And secondly, if you have more older children in your lives, so preteens and teens, we need to teach them to remember. It's not even like they don't know how to love and respect themselves. It's already there within themselves. They just need to remember they have that ability. So we need to give them these tools, like getting them to write down 3 things that they like about themselves, focusing more on the things that how great they already are instead of what they aren't, instead of what they're striving for. This gets them back into that place, and it gives them the foundation to express themselves more fully and openly and freely. And this is the key to start turning around these major issues amongst youth. And if you pick up a copy of my book, Empowered Youth, you'll see there's a resources section at the back of the book that gives you tons of practices and exercises that you can do as parents and adults, but you can also do it with your kids, however age that they are. And on top of that, the programs that I bring into these schools through my organization addresses all of these fundamental issues. And I hope and I pray that more people come on board with this new approach, because, gosh, if I see another anti-bullying movement, it's so frustrating because it doesn't solve anything. I don't know, I mean, you were in the school system for ages. How many times did an anti-bullying speaker actually do anything? It's like, it's been happening for over a decade, and the issue gets worse. Can we not clue in and say we got to do something different?
Exactly. And, you know, Michael, your words of wisdom just really are touching so many hearts today. And we have to have you back on, because there's so much to talk about and so much help that you can offer. I really encourage everyone to go check out Michael's work, pick up his book, and really support ourselves and supporting our youth by going to Michael's site. So, Michael, your site one more time?
www.youthwellnessnetwork.ca. And the book is titled Empowered Youth, A Father and Son's Journey to Conscious Living. And it's available Amazon.com and everywhere else books are sold.
Thank you, Michael, for being here today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And I look forward to coming back.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Check out Michael's site, and thank you for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Love, peace, unity. Let's join together. And I will be back here next week, same time, Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern. And we will have expert Lori Petro that will be speaking with us about how to communicate from the heart with our kids. So have a very loving and peaceful week. I'll see you back here next week. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.